President Salva Kiir made the remarks Tuesday at the annual Governors' Forum, which brought together 10 state governors and chief administrators of three administrative areas. Kiir told the state governors and chief administrators to follow the provisions of the 2018 peace deal as they run their respective states and administrative areas.
You are supposed to work as colleagues regardless of your political or personal differences. I will direct the high-level standing committee for the implementation of the agreement to set up a mechanism for the resolution of disputes so that we move forward together as partners in the implementation of the agreement and we move smoothly towards elections by December 2024.
Mr. Kiir stressed that the 2018 peace deal is the only way to build a strong foundation for a stable and democratic South Sudan. He says good governance could result into socio-economic recovery and prosperity for the people of South Sudan.
There is no need to engage in activities that will destroy our country and harm our people. We are establishing South Sudan as a democratic country. Anybody who wants to become a president has the right to organize their party and contest peacefully without violence.
The president says he is concerned about the way some of the governors are running their states.
I am reliably informed that some of you do not govern your states according to the constitution and the law. Apparently, some of you do not hold cabinet meetings. There are conflicts between the executive and the state assemblies, which makes the state unstable.
President assumed the chairmanship of the East African Community last week. He calls on state governors to ensure that peace prevails across the country to make his leadership of the regional bloc a success. The governor of Central Equatoria State says he believes the Governors' Forum will help governors reconsider their obligation to address the challenges facing South Sudanese. Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony says state governors and the administrators of the three areas, Greater Pibor, Abyei, and Ruweng, are responsible for providing services to the people of South Sudan.
We have an obligation in this forum to renew our commitment to deliver the prerequisite of lasting peace, security, and economic stabilization. This particular governance forum should signify a shift from our past to end the year 2023 and mark it as a year of the dawn of hope for lasting peace.
Speaking at the same event, Nicholas Aysom, UN Special Representative of the Secretary General and head of the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, calls on governors to use the forum to consolidate peace and stability in South Sudan.
UNMISS hopes that this week's forum will offer a platform for problem solving on the challenges that you face before you as a nation as you enter your final year of your transition. We think it's important to take advantage of your collective presence here in Juba to discuss a united approach on the consolidation of peace and stability in the remaining transitional period.
The annual Governors Forum is organized by the Office of the President with support from United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP. The forum is the highest policy platform that brings together governors to discuss policy issues around governance and democratic principles. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.